Thank you, Father, for Livingston. Thank you, Father, for today. Father, just pray the Holy Spirit will guide him and direct him, Father, every single word that comes out of his mouth. Let it be just your word, Father, the truth and nothing but the truth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless him, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
There you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. I can see joy in your face. And I thank God for your presence here. And before I proceed, we are in the Christmas season, and everybody is preparing for the Christmas, for the family. So I just want to take this opportunity to wish Merry Christmas to everyone, your family, your loved ones, wherever they are, that this season will bring more joy for what our Lord Jesus has done for us, took away all our sins, and where we can never, never at any time pay for back by just free gift on his own will. Praise God. Yes, notwithstanding, as you see on today's message that God put in my heart is how to build our most holy faith. Hallelujah. And we know that faith is a divine mechanism that brings a man into a position where he himself can admit that this can only be someone above my little mind or my little effort. I cannot achieve this if it's not by the grace of God. And this is done by this five-letter word, faith. The word faith is not just a word. It carries so much power. Yeah. Amen? So, the background of this message is... a second. Yeah, okay. This one. So the background of my message today, first I take it from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 20, 21, and 24, 25. So, but the background of the message is taken from the book of Luke. So where your most holy faith is built on the rock. And that rock is our Lord Jesus. So what Jesus was saying to his congregation, he's saying, Luke chapter 6, verse 47 to 48, say, whoever come to me, Jesus Christ talking, and hear my saying and practice them, see how I will look, he will be like. He said, I will show you whom he or she is like. It's giving a metaphorical statement. Hallelujah. Say, he or she is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. Amen? So, it's a metaphorical. Hallelujah. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it. Why? Because the house is found on the rock. And who is that rock? It's Jesus himself. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? He is the rock where our houses, where you and me, we are built upon. That's why we cannot be shaken. But for us to continue in that manner, this is where what he recommends us. He said the divine calling and clear instruction to believers to strengthen their faith after their salvation. So he said in the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 20, He said, praying always in the Holy Spirit. That is the key point. Praying always in the Holy Spirit. And you know that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, 3, he said, when you are praying, he who pray in unknown tongue is praying in the Spirit. And nobody understand him. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speak mystery, which is solution, answer. So we are solution giver. That's where when I start meditate on this symbol, love everyone that you meet. Sometimes I ask myself, how can I love anyone, everyone that I meet? I know that God loves me, but me as person, my individual, how can I love anyone or everyone? I meet so many people every day. How can I love them? Praise God. Then I got the answer in this book, this scripture, Jude chapter 1, verse 20. By praying in the Holy Spirit, what happened? You keep yourself in the love of God. Praise God. You keep yourself in the love of God. That's where you can love everyone that you meet. Because you are kept in the love of God by praying always in the Holy Spirit. Because you are speaking the solution. You are speaking the answer to everyone's issue. Everyone that you meet have an issue, one way or other, little or big, doesn't matter. Issue is issue. We saw it, the woman of the blood of issue. So many people, so many examples. For you to be able to meet their need, because that is where the love is. That's where the key or the hook about love is. When you are praying always in the Holy Spirit, you are speaking, you are bringing the answer of the people you meet. You are bringing their answer. Praise God. That's the key that God gives to us for us to continue building our most holy faith. It's a recommendation, it's instruction to all of us. As we are doing so, we are looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and to eternal life. There's no end for it. But you have to keep yourself in it by praying always in the Holy Spirit. Whether you sit in your car, whether you are in your kitchen cooking, whether you are in toilet, whatever you are that you know that, yeah, this is a time for me to be praying in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. As you are doing so, you are building the capacity. Capacity that will solve people's problem. That is the job of the church. This church, that's where you can love everyone you meet. Everyone. It doesn't matter. Because everyone have issue. Hallelujah. Sometimes they might not open their mouth to tell you, but they have. You, as a church, who is building on your mouth, who have the capacity, who is praying in the Holy Spirit constantly, you are in the love, you are kept in the love of God. And then you will be able to share the love of God. The love of God is answer to our solution, our issues. Hallelujah. Before last month, I got a serious issue at work. But because people are praying, myself, I'm praying the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit instructed me exactly what I should do. And I did it. And the answer was just, I didn't struggle. I didn't knock my head on the wall that, oh, this is the end of my life, of my career. No, I start to pray. Hallelujah. The same thing, the church is that the faith that God has given is more than any. We can solve the issue of the whole city, the whole nation. The church is the answer of this world. This wicked world that we are living, there is answer, and it's you and me. Praise God. So, hallelujah. There is a great advantage. There is a benefit. There is a profit for believers who are building their most holy faith. Hallelujah. So what is the advantage? The advantage is, first of all, Jesus is able to keep you from stumbling. Hallelujah. Stumbling or falling is one of the very painful situations that a man who is maybe rising in his family, his career, his endeavor, is rising. Suddenly, something unpredictable happened, and everything, he lost control. He lost control totally. Family scattered, business, everything gone. Just like this. Praise God. But this is for believers. The advantage is Jesus is able to keep you from stumbling, from falling. We have seen so many people who has rise very high, and you see them fall like a pack of bag, you know. But this will not happen when believers are building their most holy faith. Hallelujah. And he will also present you before the presence of his glory. Faultless. You will be faultless before God. When you are faultless before God, no man on the face of the earth can turn you down. Hallelujah. No one, be any, no matter who is that person, cannot turn you down, because you are present faultless before the throne of his glory with, here is it, with exceeding great joy. Hallelujah. Great joy, not joy that, oh, because I win lotto, or maybe I bought a new house, or I bought a new car, or I don't know. But this joy that unspeakable, that come from the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Where nobody, nothing will stand between you and God. Praise God. So, to him alone is why. Because he is the only wise God who guarantees you that. And if we follow the instructions that are given to us by building our most holy faith, and through that we get great, great, exceeding. You see the word, the preacher or the prophet or the apostle carefully choose the word. It's an exceeding great joy. Hallelujah. It's not just joy, but exceeding great joy. Wow. Whereby you don't need to win lotto to get that joy. You don't need to buy a new house, or a new car. But it's just a joy that flowing from above, from the throne of grace towards you. Amen? Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Hallelujah. To him be the glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. So it's not just today's matter. It's life forever. Even our children, even if we gone, go home to him, He will continue. Hallelujah. So these are the things that are very, very beneficial for believers when we are praying always in the Holy Spirit. As we are in the Holy Spirit, we are keeping ourselves in the love of God. And the love of God is the thing that covers us, the thing that brings us always into a state of great joy, because we know our Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. We know that our house is built on the rock, and the rock is Christ. We are built on unshakable rock. Our foundation is so strong in such a way that let storm come, let hurricane or whatever come, it cannot shake us. The church is the pillar that is God has himself has built up, and we are that house of God. Amen? Yes, amen. Amen. Glory. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. So, for us to continue in that, to maintain our faith, what the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, say, fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith is not for us to go into arena or to a ring like a wrestler to rest, but is to acknowledge, is by praying as we gather here. This is the fight. We are here because we are fighting the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. We are fighting the good fight of faith. We lay hold on eternal life for which we are called. We are called and we have confessed the good confession in the presence of so many people. As I am standing here now, I'm confessing in the presence of all of you. Maybe people we will see. And tomorrow I cannot change my confession. I will continue to make the same confession. That is the fight that we are engaged in as we are building our most holy faith. We are fighting the good fight of faith every day. As we are doing so, we are building capacity. The capacity that will move our life forward, will bring light to our community, will bring solution to people's issue. People are going through so many things. Every day, you can see the headline of the tabloid. You see what is going on, exactly the reflection of the society. But we have the solution. We have the answer. Do not underestimate yourself. God has given you the gift of the Holy Spirit. From the day you were saved, from that day, the Holy Spirit is given to you. Now our job is to be by praying in the Holy Spirit. As we are praying, that's where we are fighting the good fight of faith. That's where to come to church will be the greatest joy. After 6 days of work, Sunday you want to see the brethren. You want to be together with the brethren to share something, you know, tangible. You want to share what God has put in your heart. You want to, and then as we go to the town, we go to the city, we start to look for, whom shall I help today? Who come to my mind that I can help? Because you are built up. You are full of solution. You have the solution. You have the answer. God has already put you in the position. The answer is in you. As you are praying in the Holy Spirit, you are speaking the solution already. What is going on in the society? You are You know, some people may not even know that you are interceding on their behalf. Your neighborhood might not know, but you are bringing solution every day, every day, every day. Hallelujah. People are getting healing. People are receiving salvation because of your prayer, because you are building your most holy faith. You are always on your knees. You are always praying, speaking the solution, the answer. Hallelujah. That's where your faith is become. Jesus himself said, if you have the faith as even little as mustard seed, you will speak to the mountain. It's metaphorical. You don't move the mountain, but the solution of people is like a mountain. That they look left, they look right, they look front, they see no answer. You know, that's why you can see people easily can take their life. You answer, why? Why do they do so? Because they don't have the answer. And we have it. We have it. How our youth are like a sheep without shepherd. Why? The church is the solution. The solution is God has given us that mandate, and we should not shy away from it. It's a mandate given to us. It's a free gift. Hallelujah. He said, just pray in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God. Keeping yourself in the love of God. And that's why it will be easy for you to love everyone you meet. It will be easy for you. Hallelujah. You can't do it on your own. I can't do it on my own. I don't have that. But when I'm praying in the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, I can do it. I can do it by the help of the Holy Spirit. By the help of the Holy Spirit, I can do it. But I must to keep myself in the love of God. I have to make sure I am in the love of God, because the love is there. God already put it there. But you have to keep yourself in the love by praying always in the Holy Spirit. That's why the apostles, he said, fight for the good fight of faith. You know, it's engagement, it's determination. You want to see your city saved. You want to see your nation saved. You want to see great men, great women who take this gospel to the end of the earth from this tiny city. Say, oh, River Church, send 10 missionaries to South Africa, to Philippines, to Vietnam. Yes, a report is coming and we will be exceeding great joy. Hallelujah. The River Church is sending, you know, people, great volunteers who are built up, who have capacity. And UK become little for them. UK, because the capacity so is like a powerhouse, you know, with thousands of megawatts when they build power plants. That's how we are. We are built up. Where we can give light to, you know, great city, like a city like London, Manchester, Liverpool, hallelujah, Birmingham, name them. You, from here, you can share light to all those cities. And the light we are talking, the spiritual light, that will wake people up, that will bring them out from their slumber, from their all their issues. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. And I continue. Now Jude is still talking. He said in Jude chapter 1, verse 3, he said, he wrote a very powerful letter. He said, beloved, While I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, he said, I found it necessary to write to you, to exhorting you to contend earnestly and eagerly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. In another word, to me and you. Hallelujah. The faith was delivered to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's where we got saved. Now that we got saved, now we are also a part of the family of God. We are engaged in the same mandate. And the apostle, they say, is the same faith they got from the day one when Jesus blew on them, when they were in the upper room, when the Holy Spirit fell on them. It's the same. The Holy Spirit never changed his pattern. He never changed his character. The character is constant and remain the same. That's why we can do what they did. Those guys, what they did, because it was unusual that in their time. But today, after more than 2,000 years now, we are still benefiting of what they have done. And today we have even more clarity in our mandate, very clear. And we have a lot of support, gadgets. Now we can see, in their time, even to write a paper, a letter, is a lot of job. But since today, the Spirit of God is making things easier for us. We can travel all over. I can go to America next morning. You can go there and preach. Hallelujah. I can go to Australia. Hallelujah. But those guys, those days, they have to walk a donkey or whatever. Hallelujah. But we saw how Apostle Paul struggled. How the unbelievers, they give him a hard time. But the Holy Spirit was with him. Hallelujah. So therefore, believers, we have no excuse. The Holy Spirit is with us. I don't wait for, say, people did not come to church today. No, I come to church. I come because the Holy Spirit is with me. The Holy Spirit is here. And we are in power. And to continue to empower others and give the solution to our wicked world that we are living. We know what is going on, so we cannot stand. The solution is on our mouth. It's in our prayer. In the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the package where every solution for mankind struggle, all the solution is there. It's our prayer that bring it by faith. We are bringing it down. We are bringing the solution. Families to be united as God has planned. Young men will be honest. Young ladies will be steady with their husband, their children. Take care of their children. Hallelujah. And the society, look after those who are vulnerable. The government might not do all, but the church can do all. The church can do all. Hallelujah. The church will not wait for the government. The church is more than the government. Hallelujah. Because he's not taking his solution from man's man's regiment is taken from the throne of grace. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Spirit is giving to us. To always be with us, assist us, support us, encourage us to do what God wants us to do. Amen? So, that's what I have for you today. And God bless you. Anyone need prayer? We are here to pray. Hallelujah. God bless you.